In today's Modern Ag Report, research is aiming to identify proteins associated with the bacteria that causes Huanglongbing disease in hopes to detect the disease earlier in a tree. Experts working on the project say that the isolates differ according to the region, and that relationship needs to be understood.
So bacterial pathogens, and they're known to evolve fast, which means that they constantly change to adapt to their particular interaction with their host, which in this case is two hosts. One is the tree, the other one is the insects. So this bacteria we know pretty little, but now we do know that for sure they change. So in different area, even in Florida, there are multiple, probably the same isolates, but they change later on. And we also observed differences in the Florida isolates, for example, and the California isolates and the Chinese isolates. So that's one thing that we really want to understand is how different they are and where are the differences, and we can use this knowledge to better detect them.
UC Riverside Associate Professor Wenbo Ma says that's not the only challenge. These isolates can also differ by tree variety.
Another observation is a different variety of citrus. They seem to be responding differently and then and to the different isolates. So that's another thing that we're trying to understand in a more systematic way.
Ma says a recent five-year, $4 million grant will help ramp up this research.
This whole research started with funding from Citrus Research Board, and we were able to use that money to obtain this preliminary observations and some preliminary data, and now we're funded by U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is more substantial funding and which would allow us to team up with researchers in Florida and in Texas so that we can scale up the research and do more things.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.